The hepatitis A outbreak growing in the Louisville area since last summer reached a new peak recently with a travel advisory from Indiana health officials. They told Hoosiers heading to Kentucky to get vaccinated against hepatitis A. Soon Kentucky's acting health commissioner, Dr. Jeffrey Howard, was pushing back via the state's official YouTube channel.
Some misleading information has raised concerns about travel to Kentucky and even the Derby. Let me say that it is safe to travel to Kentucky, and it is safe to attend the Kentucky Derby.
Later that same day, West Virginia health officials announced a Hep A outbreak in Kanawha and Putnam counties. What started last summer as a Hep A spike in a few counties has grown now to nearly 500 cases in four states. That's a number rising daily. Dr. Rahul Gupta is the health commissioner in West Virginia.
One of the things we understand in public health is when we have an outbreak of disease, you can certainly accumulate a number of people having that disease very quickly.
In every impacted state, the rates of infection are well above the norm. Kentucky alone is at more than 370 cases. The annual average is 20. Another unusual factor in this Hep A outbreak is that drug users are at the core. Usually, Hep A outbreaks are caused by ingesting food contaminated with fecal matter.
Individuals who may have substance use disorder and may be using illicit drugs may also not be able to keep up the personal hygiene, which puts them at high risk for being infected with hepatitis A.
Kentucky's acting commissioner Howard says the Centers for Disease Control is tracking outbreaks in five states with this unusual transmission. That means Hep A now joins Hep C and HIV as health threats linked to the addiction crisis. That's complicated by the regional nature of the infection.
In terms of the biggest challenge of responding to these outbreaks, it's definitely working the outbreaks that are across state lines. For example, we had an HIV cluster investigation in northern Kentucky where for the first time in the history of Kentucky, we had HIV transmission. It's the most common risk factor being intravenous drug use.
But there are hopeful signs. First, the best prevention against Hep A is a good hand washing with soap and water. Second, there is a vaccine, and all health officials the resource contacted said vaccine supplies are adequate. Dr. James Caskell is the health commissioner at the Athens, Ohio City County Health Department. He feels an outbreak can be contained, but there are constant barriers to treatment in rural areas.
Communication is a problem in Appalachia sometimes.
Dr. Craig Humbaugh is the Fayette County Health Commissioner. He was previously Kentucky's chief epidemiologist. He says it's tough to know the magnitude of any outbreak.
There are always a certain percentage of cases, sometimes larger than others, where the cases are hidden or they go unrecognized.
Better access to testing may be adding to the number of identified cases. Humbaugh says there's now more attention focused on the region's health woes, which could lead to more federal help.
So there's a human cost and a financial cost, but it seems that we are getting more attention.
Those costs, he says, will likely grow as the addiction crisis gives rise to more infectious disease outbreaks through the Ohio Valley. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Richmond, Kentucky.